Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, here's today's commentary.
Michael, last week, Baxter Lee, who is no longer running for Congress because he was not allowed to, sent me an article, or actually wasn't even an article. It was a lawsuit about the SEC acting as the judge, jury, and prosecutor against a defendant, and this is the Fifth Circuit ruling that the SEC did something improper, that you can't be the prosecutor, the judge, and the jury, and so the article. Baxter sent me the lawsuit. The article is in the Wall Street Journal under Constitutional Thunder out of the Fifth Circuit. And it is about this lawsuit. And what happened was there was a person who did something that the SEC decided was wrong. And then the SEC then referred that to an internal judge in the SEC. That internal judge then ruled against the defendant and ordered a fine. And so what that person did was that person sued, claiming that they have the right under the Constitution to a jury trial. And the Fifth Circuit has agreed that the SEC has overreached its authority under the Constitution. Now, this particular lawsuit will have ramifications across a whole variety of agencies where Congress has given the administrative branch authority that is not that the even the Congress doesn't have the authority to take away the right to a jury trial. A jury trial is in the Constitution, that somebody can demand that and get that. And that's what this person did. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Now, let me switch gears here because it's relative to what we're talking about here. And that is the polls for Biden are just going down and down and down. But what hasn't been factored into the polls just yet, and I think will become very, very evident in the next 60 days, is the collapse in the stock market. I don't know if you saw the new press secretary say that we in the White House don't pay attention to the stock market. That's more or less the answer that she gave. I don't know who asked the question, but that's more or less the answer is that we're focused on larger issues than the stock market. Well, tell that to people who have seen their 401ks and their IRAs and their savings evaporate, or at least cut by 20, 30, 40% in the last 6 months. And these people, there are now articles coming out about how this is affecting those people's health, how it is affecting their outlook on life, and how it is affecting their outlook on the future and the country. And when a press secretary stands up speaking on behalf of the administration and more or less says, we really don't pay any attention to the investments of the American people. That is, and she said it in such a way that it was clear that it wasn't a mistake. It's the way they think because their personal wealth is not tied up in the well-being of our economy.
1 minute.
Their personal wealth is tied up in how much they can graft from the American people and stick in their own pockets. And that is going to become more and more evident over the next 60 to 90 days.
And that is an excellent commentary today.